Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Oh yeah, Friday, it's here. Let's get down and get funky. It's the 29th of May, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, I guess you could say the biggest news that's coming out of tech over the last 24 hours has got to be the I.O. conference from Google. Now, Google does unveil a lot of different things at the I.O. conference, and we probably don't have 5 minutes to even cover about, you know, three of them. But we're going to do you a little bit of highlights. How's that? First one we're going to talk about, and probably the most major one, is Google Photos. Yes, during its keynote, it unveiled its new Photos app that's out right now for iOS and Android. Now, funny enough, Photos is actually very familiar to iOS's Photos app that lets you sort through your pictures based on when you took them. And you can do that by pinching and zooming in and out on the screen's device. Yep, sounds very familiar, doesn't it? Yeah. But other than the Photos app, yeah, big freaking deal. Here's the big announcement. Photos is going to include unlimited storage for all of your photos. That's up to 16 megapixels, so that's quite a few megapixels. Yeah, that's a lot of storage. Now, of course, if you're really going to need some uncompressed photos there, that's going to eat into your drive storage a bit. But for most mainstream people out there, yeah, this is probably going to be enough for you. Next thing on the I.O. list was Android M. Don't still know what the M really stands for. I'm guessing maybe it's the handsome Mbop. Who knows? Does have a ring to it, though. Android Mbop. Yeah, they probably get sued, though. Anyways, the news version of Google's operating system promises a variety of new features and improvements coming its way. The biggest one is going to have a native fingerprint reader support. Again, also sounds familiar. That means soon you can be able to use that fingerprint to log into apps without needing a password or even make those mobile payments. Google M is also promising your smartphone, or your tablet that is, better battery life, being in part to its new Doze feature. Yes, the yeah, the little Android sleeps. That works by using the device's internal sensors to determine whether or not you're using it, and it cuts back on the amount of processing power it requires. The big claim by Google is that your phone will last twice as long in standby mode than it did before. We shall see. Next thing on tap, which will also sound familiar to you, is Android Pay. Just like Apple, yep, Google's fully behind on its mobile payments, and now the software will allow developers to build purchase power directly right into the apps. Android Pay, though, you could have thought they would have come up something more clever, but anyway. IN then took everybody into virtual reality. And virtual reality, I guess, includes cardboard once again. Yeah, you know that cardboard that kind of folded into a reality handset for your smartphone? That was kind of a big hit back for Google in 2014, and they've done the same thing again in 2015. The only difference is this version actually supports smartphones with a screen size of up to 6 inches. Ah, I guess they're looking at those iPhones and stuff out there, aren't they? And last, but by certainly no means least, at the I.O. conference was Brillo. Yes, that's Google's new smart home operating system. Brillo was developed in conjunction with Google's new Weave device language, so that, say, when you unlock your front door, your smart light bulb will automatically come on and recognize it and blah, blah, blah. You know, it makes our lives so much easier, doesn't it? Now, Google's saying that in the very near future, you're going to be able to actually give your smart home devices voice commands, thanks to Google Voice. Now, I don't know about you. As cool as the new technology is, I kind of still miss the good old days of clap on, clap off, the clapper. All right, so that does it for your Google I.O. conference news. Let's move on to other things, shall we? Like the British Museum giving live tours over Periscope. Yes, the British Museum says that Periscope is a great tool for delivering slices of world culture to people's mobile phones. Now, apparently the museum has British historian and broadcaster Dan Snow on hand to lead you through a 30-minute journey all over the museum. You're going to see all those marble statues, bronze and ornate vases, or vases, however you want to say it, among many other things. Now, to those of you that will miss the live performance on Periscope, no need to worry. British Museum says that the Periscope tour will remain available for 24 hours and will also be posted on the museum's Facebook and YouTube channels too. So are you one of those supporters that backed Pebble Time? Well, you're about to be getting your watch pretty soon. Yep, early orders are now starting to ship out to Kickstarter backers. Pebbles also announced that the pre-orders for the watch who didn't get through the Kickstarter program will begin on June 22nd. Now, there were some rumors actually last week that the company was in trouble. But Pebbles said that, heck No, everything's going all smooth and fine and as planned, and you're going to be getting your watches, at least the first batch of watches, coming out later this week or early next week. It is late in the week, so probably early next week now. The first 10,000 orders will be shipping out from 5 distribution centers from around the world. And finally, yes, because of the new digital electronic age, there is many ways to find love out there. Most people are finding it on Tinder, it seems. Among other things on there that we won't go to on this family-friendly show. But it seems a lot of people get a little, I don't want to say tongue-tied, so let's just say a text-tied, yeah, when it comes to voicing their feelings on Tinder. So if you're one of those people that I don't know what to say when it comes to the opposite sex, there's an app for that. Oh, yeah. Flints is an iOS app that's going to offer up those opening lines for you to paste into your chats. That's right. Apparently, the app offers a range of things you can cut and paste to put into your Tinder conversation. From what we're hearing, though, it's from completely stupid to outright offensive. The app actually calls it, shall we say, lame line Sparks, which I don't think is going to be generating any after you see some of these. But if you're really lacking any inspiration, or just plain desperate, the pro version of Flints will set you back 99 cents. That's 79p, by the way. Oh, the continued decline of humanity. Yeah, you gotta love it. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Now, you heard me say it before earlier in the week. You're going to hear me say it again. You got to get in and get those bash tickets, people. Time is running short. BritishTechNetwork.com is your destination. Get over there. Click the menu tab. Go on down. Click the bash. And to get your tickets ordered, you can get the bash ticket. If you just want to go to the bash, you can also get your curry ticket over there, too, if you want to have the curry seat available and reserved for you. Of course, you can also get both. You can have a fun-filled day on July 3rd and the 4th. 3rd is the curry night. 4th is the British Tech Bash. But you got to be doing it now. As for the BTN News Show, well, that wraps up your Friday edition. We are going to be heading into the weekend now. I know you're excited. I'm excited, too. We will, however, be back here on Monday, promise, for another dose of the best tech news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, enjoy your Friday. Oh, yeah. Have a great weekend. And thank you so much for listening.